All right, welcome back to In Depth, our PSA program on Lotus Radio. I am still your host, Ian Sorensen, and as my second interview, I have Karen Aboud.
Aboud.
I want to really stress the A in that last name.
Yes.
She is with Cafe at Adele's in Carson City, and we're talking about the Carson City Greenhouse Project, specifically the Concert Under the Stars. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing great. We're working forward. We have some wonderful sponsors for this event. Carson Tahoe Health is our headline sponsor.
Beautiful.
NV Energy. Carson City Toyota and their Carson Auto Group are also huge sponsors of this event. So for that, we're very grateful. And Gold Dust West has helped out with lodging with regards to our entertainers.
Oh, wonderful.
And so, and we have 14 sponsored tents this year, which is great. And new to this event, normally it has been held for the past 8 years at Cafe at Adele's, but this year we actually outgrew the venue.
Oh, well,
which is
encouraging.
Not a bad problem to have.
No, not at all.
And so we've moved it to the Brewery Arts Center.
Okay.
And so that's where Concert Under the Stars on July 12th will be held. And our entertainment is the Family Stone.
Yeah.
This is their 50-year anniversary.
Wow.
And Lydia Pence and Cold Blood.
Beautiful. All right. And I got to say, one of my colleagues, Jamie, on our actual X station, did a little interview with Lydia Pence.
Yes.
I heard
a little birdie told me that.
Oh, beautiful. So I want to get a little history here. Mm-hmm. How long have you actually been with Cafe at Adele's and maybe involved, especially with this kind of this fundraiser here?
Well, the restaurant's been there for 40 years.
40 years. Okay.
And my husband and I have now, his parents started it 40 years ago, Paul and Adele Aboud.
Okay.
And we've now owned it longer than they have. And so it's a labor of love. And with regards to, we used to hold a music, some sort of music venue every year.
Okay.
And when the Greenhouse Project, I should back up, has been in existence for 9 years.
9 years, okay.
And I used to mentor youth for the church. And at one point, we had a heart-to-heart discussion about very difficult times in their lives.
Yeah.
And the subject of that conversation, one girl in particular talked about the fact that her father was incarcerated, her mom was deported after just having her baby brother, so she stole formula to feed him and starved. And so at that point, I looked at my husband and having been in the food business for so long, said, you know, this can't be. We have to figure out.
There's
got to
be a
something.
Solution, yeah.
So a friend of mine who is retiring from the Supreme Court, she and I worked together, Jeanette Bloom, on formulating a business plan. And we had an angel investor who put initial money in to help us get going. And the idea was hatched that we would have a greenhouse that somehow would feed the in need in the community. And from that grew, and we got bounced around several locations before we landed where we are, which is behind Carson High School.
Okay.
And the school district asked what it would take for us to be located there. And I said, we need to sign a lease so that when programs get cut, this doesn't go away.
Yeah.
So we pay a $5,000 a year lease to the school district. That money is negotiated to go to Future Farmers of America.
Okay.
And we have an FFA program at the high school. So it supports their travel for the competitions, for the leadership conferences, for all those sorts of things that they do.
Wow.
And there is an ag program at Carson High School because the Greenhouse Project is there. The project itself, what's grown inside the greenhouse, feeds the in-need groups in our community. And we also get sponsored and nurture, this year, 73 flower baskets that go down the center of town.
Oh, wow.
And we provide job training for our special needs students that attend Carson High School. It's an ag forum for the ag classes at the high school. And so, you know, we have a brought, we also support the culinary program at Carson High School.
Okay.
So it's a broad spectrum of things that we support. And this year, we have grown to the Carson Tahoe Health Campus. So soon we will be breaking ground on an additional hoop house that they have funded.
Wow.
And the food grown in that hoop house will go towards the Meals on Wheels program in our community, which helps our seniors.
Wow.
So we continue to grow, literally, with what we do. And it takes money to do that. We are not supported by anything else but donations and fundraising.
Okay.
We have a small grant that helps us with the AmeriCorps workers that we engage with. But other than that, that's what it takes.
Yeah.
And getting us out of the ground was basically two grants and a lot of fundraising.
Yeah, for sure. Gosh, you know, I'm glad I got you on the show because I can really just claim ignorance as to just how widespread your help has gone. Mm-hmm. I just thought, oh, it feeds the hungry in Carson City. It's pretty straightforward. It is not straightforward at all.
It's
You're
not.
Doing a lot of things.
We're doing a lot of things.
So the end people can help.
That's
fund
right.
those things.
Yes, they can. And, you know, we've often, we hold two fundraisers a year. The upcoming concert is one of them, and it's for our operational costs. All of this doesn't happen by magic, obviously.
Yeah.
And so, you know, tickets start at $25. That's for standing room only and bleacher seating. And there's four price points, $25, $45, $55, and $65. $65 being padded chairs.
Okay.
And so, so with that being said, it gives people at all different income levels a chance to support the project, which is huge for us.
Yeah.
And there'll be three food trucks on hand for everyone's enjoyment, as well as the Brewery Arts Center has two bars, and Adele's is sponsoring two bars as well. For Cafe at Adele's is sponsoring two bars, Tito's being one of our sponsors for one of the bars, and Cafe at Adele's the other for that event.
Oh, that's really cool. So
yes.
I guess, obviously you've said you've grown, but since the first time you did this, when you think back, are you just astonished?
I am.
Yeah.
You know, I look back and I'm astonished, and yet I'm always looking at what more we can do.
Yeah.
And how much more we can expand, probably to the chagrin of my board.
Like, don't overshoot. And you're like, well, you know, sometimes you gotta.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But the need is there. And, you know, hunger is there. And the ability now to collaborate with Carson Tahoe Health and provide some support to our seniors is great, because we have limited property at Carson High School, so we can only do so much. And the in-need groups that we support within our community, we have to do that on a rotating basis in order to have enough food to provide. So this just gives us one additional venue to accomplish what we're trying to do.
That's fantastic. And as far as the talent goes, I mean, this is just it's ridiculous.
Yes.
I mean, how did this come about as far as getting the Family Stone? I mean, these are legendary bands.
I'm very grateful for Chili Bop Productions, and most especially John Procaccini.
Okay.
He has taken the Greenhouse Project to heart. And for the 9 years that we have been doing this, has vowed to help us through that process. So John is very astute at gauging, you know, who's traveling from point A to point B, mm-hmm. and putting two and two together to engage the acts. So for that, I'm grateful. One of the reasons it's on a Wednesday night, July 12th, is because, you know, you can get the acts for a little less than you would on at a weekend venue.
If it was a crazy,
correct.
Yeah, weekend is usually crazy gig-wise.
So yes. So, you know, I credit him for doing that. He's gotten some amazing entertainment for us in this past 9 years.
Beautiful. And as far, I mean, you're growing, so I assume the response has grown as well, as far as how many people are attending and how much money you're making.
I think this time we still have tickets available, so I emphasize that. They need to go on CarsonCityGreenhouse.org to get tickets, or they can go to the Brewery Arts Center at their box office and get tickets, or the Carson City Visitors Bureau will also help with ticket purchases. Because at the venue, we will only have standing room only and bleacher seating available. That's all, if you wait till that night to buy your tickets. But I think folks are a little reluctant because they've gotten quite used to the Cafe at Adele's venue.
Oh, okay. So something new, it's a little jarring.
It's a little jarring. So I'm pushing to sell tickets.
Yeah. People, go do it. I mean, I know it's a little change of venue, but Brewery Arts is fantastic.
It's fantastic. And they're doing a wonderful job. And this, we're creating our own environment for this particular evening so that it will, it's not the same location, but it's definitely a special night in a different venue than how it's outdoors, but arranged differently. And just the atmosphere will be different than it is for a normal concert at Brewery Arts.
For sure. So besides, I guess, this huge fundraising push for this particular event, are you always looking for people? Obviously, I would think you're around. If people just want to give out of nowhere, they're more than welcome to do so.
Always. More than happy.
Yeah.
More than happy. And I should point out as well, we have a live auction during this event.
Oh, really? Okay.
Which is outstanding. And so we limit it to 9 auction items because I get a short window in between change of acts.
Yeah.
And so we've got some amazing things that people can bid on, including a paella dinner for 10 that Chef Don Pepe and my husband are collaborating on at our home. And we have a total wine and more package that we're offering, outdoor photography sessions. We have some spa and wellness packages, some fitness packages, and golfing packages. So some great things for folks.
So very quality and very diverse array of prizes as well.
Very diverse. That's right.
Well, then people really need to take advantage of this and give to a tremendous cause. It's going to help a lot of people in many different ways. So yes, Concert Under the Stars, Wednesday, July 12th, Brewery Arts Center in Carson City, courtesy of Cafe at Adele's.
Yes. And, well, actually, it's not courtesy of Cafe at Adele's because our headline sponsor is Carson Tahoe Health.
Okay, let's stress that, Carson Tahoe Health.
Carson Tahoe Health. So they are the sponsors this year, and I'm very, very grateful for that and as well to our other two major sponsors.
Beautiful. So CarsonCityGreenhouse.org, you said?
Yes.
Is where people can get tickets.
Yes, and gates open at 5 p.m.
All right, let's do it. Karen Abowd, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us.
Thank you for having me.